أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah tells us that He will grant happiness and fantastic life for those believers who offer good deeds, or reward them for the good deeds which are based on the full faith, whether they are male or female. So, let's concentrate about the good deeds, al-amal al-salih, which is combined with faith, iman. Tens of ayat focus and tell us about the combination of these. Exactly as an airplane cannot fly with one wing, if any fault happens to it, the disaster would follow. Again, according to the Quranic teaching, we need both in order to achieve the spiritual enhancement and to obtain some sort of level which is good for our faith, our morality, and our conducts. These are both the faith and the good deed, iman and al-amal al-salih. But today I'm going to concentrate on the good deed. What do we need to do for it to guarantee that it's going to accept it? Because according to many hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the error-free imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, there are certain obstacles that do not allow our good deeds to be accepted, or at least they lose their value. First of all, if there are two options. One act is a heavy task and needs more striving and hard work, and the other one is easy and simple. We can do it very easily. So according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحْمَزُهَا, which means that the best of deeds and actions are the most difficult ones. So, if I don't say that you burden yourself with unbearable hardship, no, Islam doesn't want that. But don't be lazy. Take the easy way, and the one who does not need any heavy task or heavy effort for accomplishing it. But let's see that again, one who is offering his good deeds but without sincerity. So if there is the possibility of show-off, and this is the riya, we see many ayat in the Quran and many ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that it is of no value. For example, when there is the possibility of donating for charitable causes and someone wants to show off to say that I paid more, or to tell everybody and he needs his name to be publicized, okay, this means that there is no sincerity in their hearts. So riya or show-off is one of the obstacles which cause the good deed to lose its value. The other thing, which is again very important in relation to fellow Muslims and believers, is that if someone offers good deeds, but in his heart he has some ill wish against the other fellow believers. So here we see that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, لا يقبل الله من مؤمن عملا وهو مضمر على أخيه سوءا. So if, God forbid, someone offers good deeds, but at the same time he is not wishing good or well for the other believers, that will nullify the result of a good deed. Of course, another thing is that when there is a good deed, we do it in secret without publicizing that, without announcing that in public is good. But what is the other way around? That there is an evil act that if you do it in secret, it is not known to anybody. But if it is going to be embarrassing and a matter of shame, what it is disclosed and people know about it, again, we read from Imam Ali alayhi salam, احذر كل عمل يعمل به في السر ويستحى منه في العلانية. So be cautious of every deed that when it is performed in secret, then it becomes embarrassing and a matter of shame when it is going to be known to public. Another obstacle which invalidates the value and the result of good deed is that when parents disown their son or daughter, and this is called حقوق الوالدين, that you are a good person, you are successful in your business, people in the community regard you as someone who is honorable, but unfortunately you are not offering your service or help or assistance to your parents. It is important for us, brothers and sisters, to know that parents did everything for us. They suffered a lot. They worked very hard to provide everything for us when we were in the maximum level of weakness. Now, when you are strong and you think that you have good, for example, ability to work and, for example, a good position in the community or even in the political system, then you think that you are independent and no longer to care your parents. And here, brothers and sisters, is the difference between Islamic teaching, the Muslim culture, and the Western culture. We hear a lot about many of elders who, after a long time of looking after their children abandon them. They forget about them. Yes, the only thing that in a few days' time, it is Christmas time, they think, oh, let us visit our parents or pay some sort of attention to them, either by phone or going in person to greet them for Christmas. Okay? Whilst to look after them, to see about their needs, and at least to satisfy their whatever, I mean, hearts they have. And that is very important in your du'as, in your supplications, in your wishes to be fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the way to avoid the consequences of uquq al-walidain. Then we come to something which is very important and emphasized a lot about it, to remove the stress from your fellow brothers and sisters. This is so important that Imam Ali alayhi salam advised Kumail. Kumail, about whom every Thursday evening the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in every corner of the world used to recite Dua Kumail, that is the dua that Imam Ali alayhi salam used to read, and Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai memorized that. And now, alhamdulillah, we are in a position to read and learn and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same manner that the Imam was doing it. And yet, the most of important parts of that dua. So Kumail says that Imam Ali alayhi salam said to me, teach and train your children to work hard in removing the calamities from others and creating happiness and joy in other people, because the moment they do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a grace, lotuf, and that grace will be vigilant when any calamity is coming to near you, then that grace remove it and make you amongst those who achieve their goals happily. So this is very important, that the best of deeds, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ. You create some sort of happiness in the mind and the heart of the believers. تَطْرُدُ عَنْهُ جَوْعَتَهُ أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَتَهُ. So the best of deeds is, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happiness that you bring to fellow believers, either by driving away their hunger or relieving them from stress. Brothers and sisters, there are many other elements or things which allow us to be more pleased and sure that inshallah our good deeds are going to be accepted. But in the same time, there are some obstacles that do not allow our good deeds to be raised to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we read in the dua Kumail, that, O Allah, pardon me for those sins which stop my duas to be elevated and accepted to your presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn from these lessons and act upon them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.